The topic was shrouded in secrecy beforehand, and security was tight. Some of the nation's most senior military leaders ordered to board buses at 3:30 a.m. and then wait hours for the event to begin, according to defense officials.
This speech today is about people, and it's about culture.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth telling generals and admirals who'd flown in from all over the world to get on board with a series of changes.
But if the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink, then you should do the honorable thing and resign.
The new standards include new grooming rules that prohibit beards and a requirement that everyone in combat roles must meet the highest male standard for physical fitness, a change that could impact women in uniform.
If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
He also plans to overhaul equal opportunity programs and the role of the inspector general. New recruits could also see changes, lifting restrictions on how far drill instructors can go.
They can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits. This does not mean they can be reckless or violate the law, but they can use tried and true methods to motivate new recruits.
Retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling is concerned about the impact all of it may have on troops.
To hear the kinds of things that came out of the secretary's mouth shows that he doesn't really respect them as contributors to the combat arms or fighting our nation's wars.
President Trump today endorsing Hegseth's speech and repeating his ultimatum.
If you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank, there goes your future.
In the president's remarks, which were highly political, he also defended the use of troops in American cities.
And I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.